Wildcat Insider continues. John Kurtz and Wyatt Thompson here with you. You'll hear my interview with Gene Taylor, the new athletic director at K-State at 5:10. And at 5:40, Alex Barnes meeting with the media during spring football press conferences. We'll have the final spring football press conference tomorrow. And then, of course, the spring game is on Saturday. A lot going on this weekend, including K-State baseball. They have a doubleheader scheduled for tomorrow with New Mexico coming in. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday with West Virginia, who all of a sudden just beat the number one team in the conference over the weekend in TCU in a three-game series, and they're tied for second, so life doesn't get any easier for K-State. Wildcats did, though, pull a game off of sixth-ranked Texas Tech this weekend in Manhattan. They won the opener 5-3, dropped some pretty competitive and fairly close games on Saturday and Sunday against a very good Texas Tech team, and right now it's just hard. You know, you're trying to get your head above water in the Big 12, and it's such a deep conference right now that that's a difficult thing to do. The regional projections came out, round two of those from Baseball America this past week, and seven of the nine Big 12 teams are in. It's just K-State and Kansas that are not, so almost every single weekend when you go out there, you're going to be playing a postseason caliber team.
Well, West Virginia, I think, is a perfect example of the strength of the league in that when you talk about the very best teams in the conference, generally speaking, this year, I think you probably start with TCU, probably then go to Texas Tech. After that, you could maybe look at, an Oklahoma. And somewhere along the line, you got to start throwing the Mountaineers in there, and nobody was really talking about them a month ago. So it shows you, with seven of the nine projected to get in, just how hard the league is week in and week out.
And part of the difficult thing for K-State right now, too, this is not an excuse that Brad Hill will ever make, so I'm going to go ahead and just sort of make it for them right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not the way that he operates. But they have dealt with a considerable amount of injuries for the second straight year. Jake Woodkey, starting middle infielder, he might be out the rest of the season. Broke his wrist, which I believe was the same injury he had last year, so he's out of the lineup right now. So they didn't have Steve Cerratore this past weekend, who for a while had been tied for the Big 12 lead in homers. Very good bat in the middle of the lineup. He had a hamstring injury suffered in the series against Oklahoma State. Josh Rolette has been beat up and in and out at catcher, and he is not the same guy that he was last year as a freshman All-American. Price Ward was your opening day starter way back against Ohio State in Florida, and he had an injury that forced him to miss a month, and he's taken on a different role. So there's just a lot going on there. And K-State is a team that I think we realize this from the way other sports are, really. Sometimes just don't have the depth of talent that other teams in the Big 12 do. It's hard when you don't have as much margin for error for stuff like this.
Well, you said that really well, John, and I think maybe that is, if there is a reason K-State is in the position that they are in now, that's probably one of the reasons that maybe they don't have the depth of some of those teams that we mentioned towards the top, and probably that's also the case for the Kansas team too. You know, the game is hard. There's no question. The game is hard when things are going well. But when you throw those things on top of that, it makes it most difficult to try to win series. You know, think about, and you said it with this last weekend, K-State has, what was Tech coming in here, sixth?
Sixth.
You know, they win the opener. You know, they have a 4-0 lead in game three in the rubber match, and can't hang on. It changes the complexion so much if you find a way to win that game.
Yes, it does.
But they didn't.
And Tech has the best offense in the Big 12. You knew that they were going to score runs.
Sure.
And, you know, it was K-State fought back multiple times in that game and still made it closer than a lot of people probably would have thought by the end of it. So, you know, it's tough right now. If you want some silver linings from the weekend, Justin Heskett had his third straight quality start, who's turned into K-State's Friday night guy.
He's been good.
Right. He is not, you know, like Nate Greep talent-wise, but he has been very, very effective the way that he is pitching. Jake Scudder had three home runs in the series in the final two games, so he looks like he's getting back into it. He had been slumping. And then, honestly, I made the comment about Josh Rolette, but he did have much better at-bats in the final game of the series. He had a two-run homer late in the game, so hopefully that jump starts him, gets him going, and then if you can get Steve Cerratore back in the lineup, things will start to turn around for K-State. But again, they have a doubleheader tomorrow with New Mexico, first game at 2:30. You'll hear it on K-Man, obviously, throughout the day, and then this weekend West Virginia is in town. At 5:10, here from Gene Taylor, K-State Athletics Director. I had a chance to sit down with him earlier, and Alex Barnes at 5:40. When we return, though, we'll get you ready for the Powercat Auction, which is coming up on Friday. This is Wildcat Insider.